Jintai. Why are you proud of these words, civilization? Have you ever thought of that? Is civilization, even Arabic, is tamaddun. Medina is the city. Tamaddun means civic life, yes. All around the globe is that. Why? Because that was the main point for humanity. Civic life. Do you know what? Before the cities, how life was? Go to nomadic way of life, go to agricultural way of life, go wherever you like, from the caveman up to before civic life. How is life? Life is like in other animals. How do you learn in that time of an era? You learn from your father and your mother, maybe grandfather, grandmother, maybe aunts, because they are around you. And there's no one else, is it? If you're nomadic, yes, there are a lot of donkeys and sheep and herd is there. If it is agriculture, yes. Another, let's say mile, 2 miles, there is another land, some other fellow over there, a little family, then go on forever, no one. So you learn from your father and your mother, right? What is the real meaning of civic life? Civic life, city, means a place which there are a lot of people. It's quantity, really. A lot of people. Then what will happen? Specialty. You know how did it start? This is City Planning 101, I'm telling you. A road will cross a river. So everybody will sit down beside the river to have a rest and some repairs and some treats. So a lot of people came over there to offer something and a lot of expertise over there to repair their stuff. So there was a blacksmith over there, then a grocery, then blah, blah, blah. Then it grows to be the city. It's not a city until they are too much. Yeah, they should be compact. Therefore, suddenly the goldsmith, what is this goldsmith doing? The thing that my father and my uncle will do. Who will repair the stuff in agricultural life? Every fellow should learn to do it, right? When it is city, there is a guy who is doing only that. Means he will collect the best know-how, the best tools, the best opportunity to live upon that. That's the meaning of goldsmith, right? So specialties are there. That's why, to us, that's the real beginning. Why? Because of one specialty. Teaching. In the city, nobody learns from the father. Everybody learns from the teacher who has more knowledge, better tool, better way to teach it. This is civilization. That changed the face of humanity. Specialty. Teaching is one of that. Everybody was illiterate before city. Because they are not in that contact, and if somebody wants to teach you, that somebody doesn't know a lot. But when the city is there, the teacher knows a lot. Just like the goldsmith, just like the blacksmith, just like the violin player. All of that belongs to city. That's why civilization is the reference point of our pride, really. Because it is teaching. Learning system is different. So, for me, the most important fellow starts with my father and mother. But later, look at us. We are in a moment of history that we understand immigration. In the time of Rumi, it was not such a thing. Why? Because we were not too much. Now we are too much. So we have to export the human beings. And nobody really belongs to the village they live in. I remember a lot of people will ask me that, how come that you never think you... How come that you don't talk about coming back to Tehran? And it is a very funny question, because I was not born in that city to begin with. If I have to go back, I have to go to that small city I was born in. Nobody will tell me that. But suddenly the meaning of the country, which is nothing to me. I've been all around the globe, and I understand what funny line these are. This is how we grow up. So, these are the experts we have. This is the teaching stuff we have in hand. And Rumi was saying this, that I'm doing all this. And I hope I could do better. Because I want to grow something in your imagination. This reality is very tinny. Reasoning, if you are in the world of reasoning, would you think that I would be able to explain to you what love is? First of all, love is painful. Secondly, when you're in love, you will give everything, even your life, for beloved. What's good in that? If we are following the reason, is it that the reality, reasoning, and all that skip to come to what? He said, let me tell you what the cause of all these problems is. The cause is what, Peter? The cause of narrowness, yes.
Again?
Yeah.
Again, the existence of the world of sense and color is narrower, for 'tis a narrow prison. The cause of narrowness is composition and number. The senses are moving towards composition. Know that the world of unification lies beyond sense. If you want unity, march in that direction.
You see, here it's very difficult to translate, because the unity he's using is the term Tobi, which refers to God mainly. But he's not talking about that. He talked about the limits, right? He said, oh, that non-existence is the universe I'm looking for. Imagination is tighter, dream is tighter, and the last one is this existence, which is very narrow. And what is the problem? The cause is composition and number. What it means? To you doesn't mean that much. Be honest. What is it? If I said the problem is composition and numbers, and you say, oh yeah. The translation is almost that. But that's the Arabic trick. You remember in Arabic, the word is a member of a family. Here he means quantities. Quantity. Because there is quantity versus what? Quality. And quality is human aspect, right? Animal aspect is quantity, right? So that's the difference. So he's talking about quantity and quality. Quantity is something that the simple logic will understand. Quality is beyond that. The quality he wants to talk about will come later, but he will give you the hint because he talked about it. It's the universe of Tawheed. This Tawheed is a very simple word, but it's very confusing, because normally if you ask an Iranian what it means Tawheed, they will automatically will tell you it means that there is only one God. And I know this is nonsense. Why do I know that?
Hmm?
Tawhid means Wahid, Tawhid means unity, Tawhid means unique, being unique, all of that. But the meaning of Tawhid, when I say Tawhid, I mean God is only one. That was it. I say it's impossible. Why? That is the name of one of these stages we are going through, isn't it? Do you remember? We started with yearning, love, enrichment. What? Tawhid. So that's a period we have to go through. According to Rumi, Tawhid should have as much meaning in it as love does. Because love was one of these. We are talking about seven steps, right? One step is love. One is Tawhid. Means that we need one book to teach us that there is only one God. Is this what you find in that book? You know which book is going to be? This is the fifth step, therefore it's the fourth book. Go through book four. Do you find the explanation of why there is one God? Nonsense! Tawhid, first of all, is an active verb. It's taf'il. Means to make that verb happen. This is the Arabic language. Wahid means one. Tawhid means bringing the oneness. So there is quality of oneness. Oneness of what? You. Do you remember your intelligence did some silly thing to you at the beginning? Do you remember that moment? It started from amoeba. Illusion of separation. Illusion of being. There is me and the rest of the universe. We are talking you and the rest of the universe becoming one. That's unification we are talking about. That's the meaning of Tawhid. Tawhid exactly means unification. And here Rumi will say, you know what unification is? Really, honestly, what is unification? Do you remember?
It's beyond the senses.
Beyond the senses, I didn't understand. Try something else. Rumi really said it loud and clear. He said, listen, unification means getting rid of source of separation, which is you. Losing yourself, you will unify with the rest. Because that illusion of self is there. چیست توحید خدا؟ آموختن خیشتن را پیش واقعت سوختن. Do you remember? I have to go back and read it again. We talked about it. You think it could be very important and you don't forget to read about it. Please, 3007. Let's go back there if we talked about it.
What is to learn the knowledge of God's unity? To consume yourself in the presence of the One. If you wish to shine like day, burn up your night-like self-existence.
You see, he's talking about Tawhid here. What is translated over to learn the knowledge of God's unity, this is something that a mullah had told him at that time. That's why I told you, if you ask an Iranian what is Tawhid, because this is what they teach in their school. That Tawhid means to learn there is one God. Nonsense. Here he will say, Tawhid is to deem yourself in the presence of that one. Means get rid of separation. Get rid of this illusion of there is me and the rest of the universe. There is this universe and I'm a part of it. So I'm one with this universe. There is no barrier of me and the rest. You see, that's what self does, right? In each animal will say, will divide.